Good morning. Thanks again for being here and hardcore here and having made it through the parade. My name is Katrine Sullivan, and I want to acknowledge my colleagues for this study, Lisa Dutton, Christy Hartle, Maria Genet, who is here, as well as the graduate students who collaborated in the study. Nothing to disclose. And I also want to acknowledge the Minnesota Nursing Facility Performance-Based Incentive Payment Program, a short PIP, that's aimed at improving the positive health outcome for Minnesotans for funding the collection of the data. We didn't include a research component, but we took that data, and Jonathan Lundberg, Vice President of Ebenezer, gave us the blinded study to analyze. Background, in the context of quality of life for nursing home residents, which has been a challenge, as you all know, and the context of that grant was to try to improve, find a way to look at outcomes of ways to improve the quality of life of nursing home residents. In terms of the background relating to arts related, there's very few intervention studies looking at the benefit of dance specifically. There's intervention kind of multimodal arts programs, but for dance, there's only a few looking at the benefits of, in terms of outcomes, and the ones that have been done were mostly for more like ballroom dancing. There have been, however, some studies looking at the benefits on cognition of for dementia for both arts in general as well as dance in particular. But very few looked at long-term care residents, and especially not using mixed methodology. So our collaboration was between us at St. Catherine University and Cairo's Dancing Hearts. And just a few words about Dancing Hearts. It's a creative dance group program in which older adults, caregivers, as well as staff in those nursing homes engage in a creative choreography. And that draws on both on their memories as well as creating new stories, as well as illustrating new stories through creative choreography. So it's a storytelling, story making with music, engaging the whole group in this creative process. And it's done both sitting and standing, so long-term care residents can participate. So the purpose of this study was to apply this mixed method to explore this question: what's the importance of an arts-based program incorporating creative dance, storytelling, and story-making for long-term care residents? And we had sub-questions, which was the meaning of the program, the link of quality of life, and the impact of on the culture of the long-term care residents. That was especially important in the context of that PIP program. So we did a mixed method study based on Creswell's conception of mixed methods, and we had this interdisciplinary project. And we did this quantitative part, was a retrospective analysis of those outcome measures of cognition, balance, and depression. And those were collected before we were involved by the facility staff. So it was collected prospectively at 12-week intervals, but we were involved at the end of the collection, so we actually analyzed this retrospectively. And the qualitative phase was prospective semi-structured interview to help us interpret those results. And we interviewed the staff as well as the caregivers, as well as the different people involved in the program during that year. So there were five long-term care facilities, various environments, urban, suburban, rural, frail elders, many of them were wheelchair-bound, many of them suffering from dementia. We started with a total of 119 who took care of the baseline testing, and then the testing was done at regular intervals, like I said, during this naturalistic intervention from Cairo's Dance Theater. Each group was an average of 20, and the mean attendance was about 80% over the 9-month period. So the MMSC, GDS, and Balanceberg scales were collected during those points, 12 weeks apart, by the facility staff, and those files were blinded, sent to us, and we did the repeated measures and OVA pair t-test to look at the results. The reason there's variety in the completeness of the result is because, again, it was we didn't have complete measures at each phase, but we'll talk about that later, the results. The qualitative phase was two of the five facilities were selected, one in the rural, one in the urban area, to do more in-depth one-on-one interviews that were audio-taped, transcribed, follow-up interviews were needed, and we analyzed it using the framework analysis with Ritchie and conceptualized by Ritchie and Spencer. And we did all the measures to ensure dependability of the qualitative data analysis. We did member checks, pre-debriefing, inter-rater agreements, and so on. So the quantitative results, I have to go fast because there's a mixed methods and a lot of results. So we did, for the quantitative results, we looked at the difference between the initial baseline and the 12 weeks, and in there you can see that the Berg balance scale had 71 people who were measured both at baseline and at 12 weeks, and there was a significant improvement in balance in those participants. And the mini mental, 116 were tested both times, and there was a slight decline in performance in the MMSC, and the GDS remained unchanged at non-depressed, so the score of 2.38, it means it is not qualified as depressed. We did an analysis over the baseline all the way through the 36 weeks on those measures, and there were no significant declines or improvements in any of those measures. We did a sub-analysis looking at the 18 participants who had all scores that were collected over the all 36 weeks, and there was not really any difference in the changes. It was pretty similar to the overall means. The only notable change that we still have to explain is that the MMSC score was more like the MCI level rather than the dementia level from the other patients. It was kind of interesting. It seems like the people who were better off were the ones that were tested more regularly. So the quantitative results, I'm not going to go over that slide because of time. Basically, the qualitative results revealed 9 themes related to 3 research sub-questions. One of them, and we're going to be illustrating those with the quotes. The sub-question was, what is the experience of residents during the dance program? And we found, not surprisingly, increased physicality, socialization, reminiscence, and, kind of the quote, typical quote is, it's a great day, you see, look around, everybody is moving to the music. Kind of that was a very consistent theme. Also, very interestingly, kind of this enhanced sense of personhood. Those sessions really stimulate the sense of being safe and also being able to express creativity. So they really were willing to put themselves out there was a common theme. Kind of they really kind of took risk with their own stories, their own experience, shared their talents. So there's a lot of those kinds of quotes where people were able to share their talents and express their creativity. Also this experience of sustained and timeless engagement where Csikszentmihalyi calls this the sense of flow. I don't know if you're familiar with that literature, but really the sense of the timeless, time flies. An hour and a half, that's for the duration of the session, just kind of they engage the whole time. They kind of in a different world, a different time. Also found many quotes looking at the facilitation of new memory. So even though there are a lot of people with dementia, this great big love song was a new song that was taught in the context, and they were remembering words or remembering the verses. So there's evidence of new learning, as this example suggests. And also this other interesting theme of the sacredness, a sense of healing, a sacredness in terms of deep, deep place where they share something from their being a human. Human and a common humanity. The other one was also this bonding, and it was not just the bonding between the residents, but also between the staff and the residents, so bonding among all the participants. There's also, of course, this sense of fun and excitement, so just everybody was having such a good time. Finally, the last big theme was the impact of music and dance on the culture. That was really interesting, where on one hand, you have a lot of interest. You know, everybody kind of passing by had this inquisitiveness, and where it was really interesting seeing what was in there. But what was really interesting also is that it went beyond that room. For example, that quote where that resident had a hard time getting dressed was very slow, and then they just sing, one of the songs that they learn, and then everybody was happy and getting dressed. So it actually transpired with the interaction outside the room and made it more fun to do those daily activities. So in the discussion, basically we found that it improved the quality of life in elders and support the literature that found that. And it benefited especially the long-term care residents, and that expanded the research that's out there, and it improved a positive impact on the function as well. The memory, the depression didn't worsen. That's a quantitative. So we have to see if those residents typically will have a decrease sometimes of memory and quality of life. In this case, it remained stable as shown by the quantitative results. And the qualitative really helped us interpret this in terms of the quality of life. So the sense of community definitely was enhanced by this arts-based programming. And the mixed method really helped us capture those multiple dimension of function and quality of life that allowed to combine this objective data with information about their lived experience, the sense of flow, the creativity, and things like the spirituality, which is really hard to capture in quantitative tools. So, of course, some of the limitations was challenges with incomplete data, pre-collected measures, interviewing participant observers instead of the participant themselves. So right now we're doing a new study where we look, a prospective study using quasi-experimental, being able to interview elders themselves, and also we're adding tools of quality of life like the SF-36 and also creativity measures like the Torrance test. Thank you very much.